Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Kelim, Perek Yud Dalet, Mishnah Zayin. We have already learned that the Chacham were geizer on metal kelim that become tamei and break, even though after they're broken it should be tar. But if you put it back together, it gets back its tumah. Now, generally speaking, stamas, let's say I come to a rav with a shayla, Rabbi, my keli became tamei meis. Can I just be tavlid in a mikvah today? And it's tar, right? And the rav will say, no, I'm sorry. Tamei meis, it needs hazah. You have to spray on it with the water that was mixed with the ashes of the Parah Aduma on day number 3 and day number 7. So I don't know what the history of this keli is, but one thing is for sure. You have to wait at least 4 days between one hazah and the other hazah. Oh, can't they do all the spraying today? No. But what is the din? If I come to the Rav and I say, here's a metal keli that became tamei meis, but it broke afterwards. And I fixed it. I know it gets back its tumah. But what's the din now? So here we have a machlokes tanoim. Rabbi Eliezer holds, this isn't a real tumah min ha'Torah. Min ha'Torah, once it breaks, it's tar. Elamai chazal were geizer tumah for different reasons that we discussed earlier, that when you fix it, it gets back its tumah. But it's easier than the regular tumah. You don't have to wait 4 days between one hazah and the next. In this case, if we're talking about you repaired a keli that was really broken, you can do both hazahs on the same day. Provided one hazah was done before it broke. It broke, you fixed it, and you could do the second hazah even on the same day. Zayal Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, the regular process. You have to wait 4 days between the first hazah and the second hazah. Let's see our mission inside. Zok the Mishnah klei matachais or klei matches metal kelim mitamen umitaren shavurin. Be careful how we touch these words. The statement of this Mishnah has to be read like we're breaking it up into two statements. Literally, metal kelim are tamei when they're broken and they become tar when they're broken. What does it mean? Klei matches mitamen shavurin, they become tamei when they're broken, meaning to say, even after it breaks, although technically min ha'Torah it's tahar, but there's still a little tumah on it in the sense that if you put it back together, it's going to become tamei again. And what does it mean, klei matches mitaren shvurin? Metal kelim that broke, and you put them back together, even though the rabbanah were geizer that it gets back its tumah, but it still has more tahara than stamazei keli that became tamei meis. Because as explained, if you did one hazah before it broke, it broke, now you put it together, even though it gets back its tumas meis, you do not have to wait 4 days for the next hazah. You can do it mamash on the same day. So in its breaking, it has more tahara than a regular klimatches that's tamei tumas meis. Divi Rabbi Eliezer, Zihalt Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua says, Enem etaren el shleim. The breaking doesn't help anything over here to speed up the process of tahara. They're going to become tar the same way regular kelim that never broke become tar. Keitza, can you illustrate to me exactly what happened over here? Zakta Mishnah. Hizo Aleyen, we have her a keli that became tamei tumas meis. Day number 3, sprays on it the ashes that were mixed with the water of the paradum. And nishbru by bayim, that day it broke. And he moves quickly. Hitichan, he melts it down. V'chazrav hizo Aleyen shenis by bayim. And he sprays on it a second time on that very day. So this keli went through a lot today. It became tamei tumas meis. Perhaps today. It was sprayed on once with the water that was mixed with the ashes of the Parah Aduma. It broke. It was melted down, put together, and he sprays on it a second time. And it's okay. Re'elu Tahirin, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, Yalt Rabbi Eliezer. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua says, no. That's too many things for one day. Ein hazaya pachais meshlishi ashvi. When you sprinkle with the water, it can never be done before the 3rd and 7th day. There has to be 4 days in between. And even in this case, where one hazah was before it broke and the other hazah is after you put it together, you still have to wait for day number 7. Even though midiyoraisa, it's really tar once it broke, but Rabbi Yeshua holds, whenever the rabbanu were masakna takana, called the tikkun rabbanu ke'en diyoraisa tikkun, says the batanura. If chazal said it becomes tummy again, then we apply whatever would happen if it was tummy midiyoraisa. What does Rabbi Eliezer hold? Rabbi Eliezer says the fact that the kelim broke and you fixed it, that's instead of the 4 days in between. It's a tumah midrabanan, and Chazal were not so machmir here. Normally, you have to wait 4 days between the first spraying and the other spraying, but here, the fact that it broke and you melted it down and put it together, that's the same as the 4 days. But again, it has to be that the first Hazah was before it broke, and the second one was after he fixed it. That's what we're going to say. The breaking in between is the same as waiting 4 days. But if it broke first, and he fixed it, and now for the first time, he's spraying on it, according to everyone, you have to wait 4 days before the second spray. Of course, there are many different explanations to how to understand the Machlokes in Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. But basically, if you remember, one of the reasons Chazal were geizer this Tumah is that people should remember that when it comes to Tumas Meis, you can't just tovel it. You have to have the paraduma. So the fact that you spritz twice, even though it's not in the normal schedule, is enough for us to remember it. You can take a look here in the Mishnah Achrayna, who goes through some of the shitas as to why Chazal were geizer the Tumah, and then you would understand better the Machlokes in Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua.